Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn, little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me, too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Woohoo, Boston. Hi, welcome to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese, and we've got a super exciting show for you tonight. I know that a lot of you know that I'm on TikTok, and I love TikTok, and you know, Rosie O'Donnell, I just heard, is on TikTok, and she just started to follow me, and everybody's going, woohoo, and we're like, yay. And so what does she say? TikTok, you don't stop. That's for sure. And that's from her saying. And so anyways, I like to find a lot of talent on TikTok. You know, I'm on 3 FM, 3 AM. We're on the beautiful YouTube channel of TAM Talk Radio Network that you can see all the shows that I've had. And next week, we have Cameron from the Dunedin Film Festival that will be on the red carpet. Then we also have a Central Florida Film Festival coming up in past Orlando, out that route. And that'll be coming up at the end of the month. So we're going to be sending our reporters out there, and I'll be on that red carpet as well to give you the best of the best of film directors, producers, agents, and casting directors. Now, those of you that are listening, we do have a SAG agent under my show, and she does work with everybody from different areas. But you do have to have a really good headshot and a good resume. So they are a SAG agency. I do have the paperwork, and you can get in touch with me on Facebook under Dawn Reese and Dawn Reese Show on TikTok. So it's fabulous. So we do have a special VIP guest. Her name is Regina. Is she there?
Hi, Dawn. How are you today?
I'm fabulous, Regina. Make sure we're not on speaker. We're on the phone because we're. It does echo if you're on a speaker. But I want to thank you.
Is that better?
Yes, much better. Thank you. So I found you on TikTok. How long have you been on TikTok?
I actually started before it became cool.
Really?
I downloaded it back when it was just Musical.ly because Gary Vee had said something about it blowing up. And that was back in 2017. And I went on there and it didn't make any sense. I was born before the year 2000, so it didn't make any sense to me at all. So I stayed off for a couple of years, but then I got back on it in January when it was TikTok. And then obviously once the pandemic hit, everyone kind of migrated over there. So it was kind of fun.
Nice. So how many, can I ask about how many followers do you have about, would you say, and how many likes?
Let's see. I don't know about likes, really, but I know I have about 86,000 followers.
Nice.
From this year. Yeah, and that, it's really overwhelming because it kind of just blew up in the last month or so.
That's true. Now, what state are you in? I forgot.
I'm in California, actually.
You are. So are you, like, in the Bay Area or like the city or Orange County or...
No, I'm around L.A.
L.A. Yeah, my office used to be on Hollywood and Vine in the old Taft building, so I have a lot of friends that are still up there. And
many a weekend over there.
Yeah. Do you have an agent up there yourself?
I don't, actually. I'm a completely independent artist at this moment.
Okay. Are you interested in acting as well?
I have done a couple of different things in terms of acting, mostly small production. And then I have also worked behind the scenes in a couple of things as well. I majored at Cal State Fullerton in communications, entertainment, and tourism.
Oh,
so a lot of
my
internships were in the entertainment industry.
That's where I ended up going to Rancho San Diego College in Orange County for broadcast and journalism for 7 years. So I completely get it. And we offer people under my show their own half-hour special. Like I have reporters and beauty queen reporters that represent their city, state, or country. And so we're having a lot of fun, but I'm having more fun learning about you and your music. And how long have you been singing?
So I've actually been singing most of my life, and I've been writing poetry and lyrics since I was about 12. I am super involved in more of the Long Beach, small, you know, community music scene there. As you know, if you are SoCal native, you know that, every city is a little bit different in terms of their local music scene. So, I have set up a couple of open mics in Long Beach, but obviously those aren't happening right now.
Right. Well,
but I haven't actually written my own music until the start of the pandemic, and I finally started writing my own music.
Well, tell everybody what kind of music that we're about to play, your single that you sent over. What type of music is it? You can tell everyone.
Yeah, so my debut single, This Is Goodbye, is more pop. I like to say I don't have a genre because I am a lover of all music, but I am heavily influenced by the 80s. So I am 29, and so when I was in junior high and high school, everyone was listening to, you know, Tupac, Biggie, Usher, Nelly, all of them. And I was listening to Star 104.5 all weekend in Omaha. So,
wow.
That's what I was doing. So I'm very heavily influenced by 80s music.
Gotcha. We also work with a company out of Atlanta called VH2.TV Network. And so they have a record label, end of the indie searches that they're going to be doing. They're taking their show on tour very soon. So I'll definitely be sending this show over to them so they can see it on their Roku channel and hear it, as, you know, with the Hollywood Connections. So the song that we're about to play is called, what is that called?
This Is Goodbye.
Goodbye.
But it's not goodbye. It's just hello. But
very cool. Well, we're excited to hear it. Now, has it been airplayed on any other stations?
It has been airplayed on one internet radio station, but other than that, nothing.
Well,
we
got your back. We got your back.
You
got your back. 3 FM, 3 AM. I'm Dawn Reese. Hollywood Connections. We'll be right back. Let's listen to this artist in California, Regina. We'll be right back.
You say, just stay. It's all gonna be okay. So I wait in vain, 'cause nothing ever really seems to change. My friends all told me waiting for you was a waste of time. Even though I gave my heart to you, it's like you're not even. Your broken promises, and I'll keep my broken heart. I know you're gonna miss this once. I want
That song, Regina, is amazing.
Thank you so much.
Wow. Do you know, I just got a text from Michael Givens. He's a film director. He's done so many films in Georgia and Florida, all over the world, and Celestian Prophecy, Coyote Ugly. And so he just wrote me. He said, I think I'm moving to Florida. And so we have a lot of producers, agents, casting directors watching this show. And you never know what film director may want this for a score for a movie. And that it's happened many times. Which is phenomenal.
Yeah, let me know.
For sure. I definitely will hook you up with everyone. Give everybody, because I have the headsets on my phone on TikTok. I'm on Dawn Reese Show. And give everybody your TikTok name and then follow me. Pop in there, say, hi, Dawn. I was on the show. And then everyone can follow you on my TikTok as well under Dawn Reese Show.
Yeah, absolutely. So my handle is just Regina_Hart_. And that's for everything, but everything's also on my website, reginahartmusic.com. But Dawn, I definitely is definitely gonna follow you. I think I already am following you, but if not, I'll pop in and say hello so you know I'm there.
Oh, your song is amazing. I got some great casting directors like Jeff Olin casting in Los Angeles. I don't know if you know Jeff. He's a good friend of mine. He's doing production as well. Let me send you some names over so I can hook you up with him also. So
I would absolutely appreciate it. All it takes is the right set of years, right?
You never know. It's who you know, who knows you, and the right timing. And I've just seen,
exactly.
You know, I have a digital business card that has everything on it from, oh my gosh, it's phenomenal. People can make money on it as well. So if somebody's interested in this, you can put all your links, your videos, your music videos, everything on that. And then you can make $25 a sign up when somebody signs up, which is phenomenal as well. So if somebody's interested, it's on my TikTok up on my name under my digital business card and check it out. I think I sent it to you, so you can see all that good stuff that the company has for us, which is amazing. So I look forward to working with you, and I'll send you some surprises. I've got your email, and thank you so much for calling, and keep us posted as well with any new music that you have.
Yeah, absolutely. I definitely will. Thank you so much. I have an album coming out later this year, but I will have two more singles released by the end of March.
Fabulous, Regina. That is Regina, and she's in California, and I found her on TikTok. I said, oh my gosh, I love your music. Call me. And that's what happens. Be discovered.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Regina. Have a great, great new year. God bless you.
All right, you too.
Awesome.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you. Now, I know I have a VIP guest calling in about 10 minutes. We've got Mama Ali calling in. Is my friend on, Michael Givens? Not yet. Okay, Michael's supposed to be calling in. I'm going to say, call me now. I'll just text him. And then I've got some information to tell you. Let me just do this. Call me now at the station. Okay, so I have a Hollywood Connection superstar. We're going to be doing some voting. I'm looking for singers. And if you are a singer, we're going to be doing this virtually. If you are a model, we're going to be doing this virtually. We're going to be doing a new Hollywood Connection Beauty Queen special. We're going to put that live as well so you can vote. And anyone wants to be a part of this, and it will happen in the next week. So we're really excited about that. This is called the Hollywood Star, and then I'm going to be doing auditions at the station. So if anybody is interested, please call 727-441-3000, and we're going to do auditions for singers and actors and models and see what you've got and put you on the air. So how's that? So keep that in mind, and you can always go to DawnReeseShow@yahoo.com, and if you would like to help with this show, I actually pay for my own airtime, and it is sponsored by my husband tonight. We have a charter business called Sun Kiss Charter Company, and we're getting that boat ready to sail. So if you want to go on a sailing cruise with me and our captains, we're excited to have you. And so that's happening very, very soon. The boat's looking amazing. And before we go to Mama Ali, Muhammad Ali's ex-wife, she's got some exciting news. I think Michael Givens is on the phone. Michael, are you there?
I believe I am.
Hey, Michael. I'm on the air, and Michael texts me. I'm on my Apple Watch, and you're like, we might be moving to Florida. I'm like, welcome to Florida.
Well, so thank you for that.
Yes. So are you really thinking of moving to Florida?
We are. We definitely are. We kept saying that we've been going down to Tampa and working with some people there, and quite a few people have actually come from Florida to come to Atlanta to go to our acting school. And we really like it there. And I've shot in Tampa lots of times and other places of Florida, of course. But we like that area, Sarasota, all that stuff. And so that's what we're thinking of doing.
Well, I told everybody that I said Michael Givens is a cinematographer. He's an actor. He's also got an acting school. It would definitely blow up here, you know, in the Tampa Clearwater area, especially with everybody from the Tampa Bay Film Society to Women in Film with Bobby Hill. And I just...
Yes, you know, they're great. Bobby Hill, all those people are wonderful. And we had students that actually came out of that group.
Nice. Well, you know, I was thinking of putting a cruise together with our charter boat, Michael, coming up, like with VIPs. We can have almost so many on, and our boat is almost ready to charter. And I'm thinking of putting together also maybe a cruise for the elite so they can sit and have a cruise afternoon, like with yourself, and talk about the industry.
Wow, I would love to do that.
Wouldn't that be cool?
I also want to tell you about another thing that my wife and I have been doing, which is really... really cool, is that a thing that we do with actors, when I direct movies, a lot of times I use a certain type of hypnosis to help actors to be able to find something completely new and different. And we use a thing that's called past life regression. And what I want to do is start offering that to some people and kind of promote it as, how would you like to see the movie of your life?
Hmm. Wow.
And take people into this sort of thing, you know, where you go back in time and you witness what your life was like when it was another life.
Right.
How cool is that? Because I do it with actors all the time. Well, not all the time, but every now and then.
Well, I'd like to give everybody your website. Can you shout your website out to everyone?
Absolutely. First of all, I'm going to tell you the main website, because from that website you can get to everything. Just go to michaelgivens.com. That's MICHAELGIV as in Victor, ENS.com.
Wow. Okay. And then, you know, I would help promote it on the radio. You just have to come out, you and your wife will have to be, you know, part of Hollywood Connections then.
We would love to.
I know.
Are you kidding? You're such an amazing thing. I've known you for years, and we've always supported each other, and you've done such amazing work with people and young ladies and helping them. I just love what you do.
Well, you know, I'm doing this new search coming up for the new year, Hollywood Star, here at Tan Talk Radio Network with singers and actors and models. And what I'd like to do is, if you do move down here, I'd love to have them come in and we can set up a mock audition day. And we could have them audition for you and to see if somebody could get into your training. Would that be pretty cool? Yeah,
absolutely. And the thing is, we put on an audition class, and we might be able to just like steal some things from class and put in that.
That would be so fun. Yeah, that makes the show. To give you an idea, I was like bringing back old radio, but people are reading scripts and reading on air, and they get the copy of it as well. So so when are you thinking of maybe moving to Florida?
Well, we still have to sort out a few things, and we want to go look at some places, because we kind of like to find a place that we're going to stay for a while.
Gotcha.
So we're going to take a few trips and go down there and look at places, look at see if we can't find a place to live and where it might be a great place to work. But you know what I found over this whole COVID experiment that we've been living through is that, you know, my school has gone online, so I've got students from all over the world. I live in Atlanta. Right now I don't have a single student from Atlanta.
Wow.
Because my classes are full from, you know, Great Britain and Bulgaria and Canada and...
Michael, that's phenomenal.
India.
That is phenomenal.
Oh, it's wild. And I love it. I love doing that. But this new thing that we're going to do is really a one-on-one thing, and people will be able to see things through the eyes of what I do exactly with actors, and it's really a cool thing.
Well, would you are you thinking of doing any films down here as well, or, you know, your own independent films?
That's an excellent question. I would probably be doing that. I just wish that, you know, we could convince the state of Florida to give us those incentives back, just because it makes it easier when dealing with investors.
Right, exactly. Well, and I know there's a lot of independent. They're still coming around. There is work here. You know, it's trickling in, sure, and getting a little bit better. But Michael, I've got to go. I've got to get one of my new reporters on, and then Mama Ali's calling in, Muhammad Ali's ex-wife. She's working on a film. But please, when you do come in town, great, I'll make sure that I have space here at the station for you.
You're a wonderful thing. Okay, let's stay in touch, and I'll talk to you soon.
Awesome. God bless. Awesome. That's Michael Givens, a cinematographer. He's done so much. Thank you, Michael, for calling in. And he'd be a true asset here in Florida. My gosh, he'd just rock it all over and excited about that opportunity. See, that's another Hollywood Connections. And I do have one of my top reporters on. She's going to call in, and she's there. We got Marilyn Agato. Are you there?
Hi, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. You won the Miss National, Miss National Teenager, right?
Yep, National American Miss Preteen. I'm really excited.
Oh, my God. And how old are you now? I see your pictures. You were stunning.
Thank you. And I'm 12 years old.
She's 12 now. Oh, my gosh. Watch out, New York. Runway. So
yeah, I know. I can't believe that it's been so long since I've started with you.
I know. You've been on every red carpet. You've interviewed so many people. And I've got Mama Ali calling in here in a minute. You've actually interviewed her as well. So I need to put a page together with all of my reporters. So any footage that your mom has, we're going to put that on the Hollywood Connection reporter page. And I know that you've
been...
That would be awesome. Yeah. So you're going to start your own tween show. So do you have a name for it for next Wednesday with me?
Yep. We already have a name, which is Tween Talk, and I'm really excited about it because I'm going to use that podcast to be able to be relatable and not only do that, but also be a role model to other teens and let them know, like, the hottest gossip and the hottest things that are going on. It'll be a really entertaining one.
Oh, that's so cool. And then you can be doing that once a month here. And then that's not even the podcast. You're live on 3 FM, 3 AM, and live on Facebook. So you get all of that. We got two cameras in the studio now and the YouTube channel so they can see you as well from all over the world. Is that cool?
Yes, I'm really excited for that.
So we're so excited that you joined. And I know that being a reporter with me, because I'm going to be doing auditions at the station very soon. I've got the Hollywood Star coming up looking for talent, and they're going to be auditioning here. I'm putting ads out there. Tell us how I've helped you, that you as a reporter, to get into the pageant world. Do you think that helped you as winning some titles?
Yes, it has definitely helped me. I can say that when I first started with you interviewing, I could say that, honestly, I was a little shy back then, but then I got to interview lots of people, and you really put me out there, and I really thank you for that. And I can even say that one of my favorite interviews was with Mama Ali. I just felt really special being able to interview specifically with her.
Well, I'm gonna keep you on the air because I'm gonna surprise her with you. So can you stay on the air with me?
Yes, that would be awesome.
Yes, that would be so cool. Okay, I think she's on the air with me now. She's got a film director. She's working on a movie. So hold on the air. Let me tell her that you're on. Is that Mama Ali or the director? Okay. So also, what are your plans for this year? I know that you did Feeding Tampa Bay. I was there, reporting, doing a story on you as well. And how was that? I mean, you're doing a lot of charity work.
Yeah, but I could say that one of my favorite ones is with Answering the Cry of the Poor. I sell bracelets that I make by myself, and most of the proceeds go to Answering the Cry of the Poor so that I could sponsor a children's education, and that's in the Philippines, which is where my parents' home country is.
Wow, that's fun. And your mom has been such a supporter of you, and just being with National American Miss, being one of their main title holders. That is so exciting. I judged their pageants for over so many years with Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best. We were on tour with them, and I love their system, and I'm so proud of you that you won. Let me get Mama Ali on the phone. Mama Ali, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. I'm here with two great people.
Yay!
Producer of The Grid as Lee Carter.
Yes, hi,
Lee.
How are you? We're fabulous. Right. 3 FM, 3 AM here. Before we go to the trailer, before we meet everybody, remember the cute little reporter that I had? Now she's a national title holder for National American Miss. She interviewed you back in Orlando. She wants to say hi, and you were her best interview. And
oh, thank you.
Marilyn Agato, are you there?
Yeah, I'm still here. Hi, Mama Ali.
Hi, Marilyn. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing wonderful. We're making movies and money and everything. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing great, and I can't wait until the next time I get to see you and Don, and we can all have a reuniting.
I love it. I'm so glad to hear from you. Thank you so much.
So Rishi's got her own show coming up under Hollywood Connections next week. It's a tween show, so we're excited. Marilyn Legato, thank you so much for calling in, and God bless you, and we'll see you next Wednesday at the station.
Okay, thank you so much. I can't
thank
wait
you.
To see
good
you
night, and Happy New Year to you, darling.
Oh, yes, you too. Happy New Year, everyone.
She's so adorable. Mom Holly, she's come a long way. She won a national title in California. Wow, that's phenomenal. National American Miss. So, okay, let's go to your guest. You have two, a producer and your associate producer?
Yes, ma'am. I'm associate producer given to me by Mr. Lee Carter and George. But we have a dynamic, outstanding director named Juice. Hey, Juice, give me your full name, darling.
My real name is Julius Plum, but I'm known as Juice Big Fella. That is my stage name and director name. Just a pleasure to be here, and I'm glad you guys are checking out this new grid.
Yes, it's a pleasure to have you. So before we go to the trailer, can you set it up and tell us what it's about, what you're working on in South Florida?
If you're aware of the political space right now, there was a certain campaign that came in and changed a lot of the sphere of what was going on. So what we're doing is showcasing this on multiple levels, from the street level to the underground level to the political level. So it's somewhat of a story that connects the crime world with politics, with the human trafficking and the cryptocurrency, the things that are just coming out right now that are pressed as far as like news and social media. So we dubbed it a hyper-reality series because we're connecting directly to the pulse of what's going on in realness. And we just can't wait for you guys to get a glimpse of it.
Now, I heard you told me it's streaming on Amazon Prime. Tell us where to go on for that.
Oh, I mean, you know, Netflix was cool, but Amazon Prime's a new big dog out right now.
Right.
And, you know, they're streaming on 500 million platforms and different TVs and streams. So all you have to do is either talk to Alexa, tell her, hey, play The Grid on Prime, or go check it out on the actual platform. It's everywhere.
So, Mama Lee, what's your part in the movie?
My part is I play a sister to a politician who is my baby brother. He's a great guy. You're going to talk to him about his role. But I play his big sister, and I'm kind of a gangster type. I try to help the young women in their neighborhoods and in our community who have gone astray or have been captured by these, human traffickers. And when sometimes we get some that we can escape to and stuff like that, and I'm the one to take them in and give them a place to stay and give them hope. My name is Mama Soleil. That is my name, Mama Soleil. People fear me as well as like me at the same time. I don't know how you can figure that out, but that's the way it rolls. Also, I'm going to give you to Lee Carter, who plays my brother. He's the star. And he is, wait a minute now, Juice also is in. The director is also in the movie. Juice didn't tell you his role.
Oh.
Juice? Yeah, tell him your role, Juice. Come on.
Well, you know, the story follows a money launderer, cryptocurrency trafficker that has an understanding and knowledge of the impeding events coming on in the new scape. So it follows him and showcases how he ascends to a whole different level.
Oh, yeah.
So it's something for everyone, you know. It's something for viewers that are more or less a crossover. They want drama. They want action. You know, they want the juicy stuff. But the crazy part is the soundscape, the sound bed, the music connected to this is amazing. You've got some of the newest artists, some seasoned artists that are just coming in to make showcases.
Wait, tell Mama Ali to be quiet because you're on the air.
Mama, no, you can't tell Mama Ali nothing. So I was just going to keep this flowing.
We're trying to hear you. We hear two voices. With my producer's looking at me.
No, this is what happened. As we were sitting here, one of the greatest guys ever, I've worked and go practice at his armory, the National Armory, right here in Pompano.
Oh.
And this guy owns the armory, and he has helped a lot of the veterans come there and practice. And what happened when Lee and Juice needed arms, military arms and stuff for the film, I suggested Dan join us. We can go and get the arms and the weapons from his armory.
Oh, very cool.
But by being that, he turned out to be a great actor. And let me tell you something. I'm going to let Dan, the man, talk to you and tell you about the armory, which is a great place. Hey, Dan?
Yes.
This is Don Reese.
Hi, Don.
Hi. Welcome to Hollywood Connections, 106.1 FM. We're glad to have you. Well, that is awesome that you could help out on this film with that. And that what makes, my mother said a structure is not just by one person. It is many people that help many people to make things happen. And you're part of that. That's phenomenal. So, yeah. So tell us about that.
Well, I'm the gun range in the gun store is we're 100% veteran owned and operated. I'm the sole owner of the company. We do, we have 14 lanes. We have a virtual range. We also have gun store, gun accessories. We believe wholeheartedly in equipping every person in America that can legally own a firearm to legally own a firearm. We teach them how to shoot, how to hold, how to carry. We do a lot of stuff for the veteran community. We help with underprivileged hockey team. We're working with some archery teams, things like that. This was a interesting Miss Mama. Mama Ali. She comes to our range and shoots every now and then, and she called me up and said, "Hey, they need to borrow some guns for a movie." And I'm like, "Okay." So I ended up talking to Lee about it, and one thing led to another, and instead of actually just renting guns to him, I said, if you can do a little advertising for our store, that'd be great, because, this is my first year in business, and, you got to always, expand as much, advertising is great. So they ended up making this part for me. I'm the crooked gun dealer, and it's really funny because they give me like a half a line and then say, "Just be yourself." And so far we do like one or two takes and we're solid.
Right.
And all these actors are pretty, they get stressed. They get a little intrigued when they see my collection of firearms that I show them. So yeah, it's a lot of fun. This is, my first time of acting, and Juice and Dante and all the rest of these cats, pretty neat, and I'm just the old fat white guy.
That's fabulous. Well, I know I have 15 minutes left. Let me go back to the director real quick, and
yes.
I know
okay.
Some questions are coming in. They're asking if you're taking scores for movies by chance.
We are always taking scores for movies. The initial blessing about this is we control the frequency.
Mm-hmm.
So being able to do that is impeccable. Bring all that music in. Bring that soundtrack in. You can split the royalty.
Wow, because I have so many people, and we're doing a Hollywood star search here at the station this next year, and I'm going to be looking for singers and actors, and we just had Michael Givens call in from Atlanta. He's a cinematographer from all these other movies, from Celestine Prophecy to Coyote Ugly, and so he's thinking of moving to Florida, which would be phenomenal. So we want to have actors start to read on the air for these film directors and producers. That's where Hollywood Connections is going this year, which I'm really excited.
Oh, wow. The thing about 2020 showed us is you have to create your own platform. So giving these people that opportunity to come on that show and showcase what they do is everything in 2021, because who knows who could come on there and who knows who's listening.
Oh, I know. We've had America's Got Talent call me. We have so many celebrities and producers from all over. It's phenomenal, you know, and then a lot of people ask as well, because you're in South Florida, and I actually have a reporter down there that I'd like to send over to interview. And Mom Ali, she's already interviewed you. I'd like to get her maybe behind the scenes with you. Her name is Deidre. And she's one of my top reporters.
Oh,
so if I could send you her number, Mama Ali, if you could set that up, that would be amazing for her.
I'll set it up. No problem.
Very cool.
We can get her to enter the grid. We can give her the in-depth understanding, and she'll get the, you know, she'll feel it. It's like a field trip. Not just jumping on set. You're going to get this full experience.
Wow. I want to go to that trailer.
We may even have a role for it.
Oh, my gosh. You never. That's another Hollywood Connections. You never know. Let's go to that trailer that we already set up, and we're going to be right back, and we're going to ask you how you got started in the business. And I know Mama Ali, you know, I call her Jasmine. She looks like Princess Jasmine. So she was married to Muhammad Ali, and then she's in this movie. We'll be right back. Let's go to that trailer.
The Grid. They say cash is king. But in the new world, technology runs everything. Pablo has so much cash, made about $60 million a day. What do you do with all that cash? Bury it? What if I could do the same thing but not have to worry about physical currency?
This better be serious, Mikey. You know the stunt he pulled 6 months ago? That shit is gonna cost you another 50 grand.
But you fit it up! Daddy can hold his own by now. I got my own business to attend to.
Yeah, so it's more about what you talk about what's happening now, but where can they see the trailer?
Okay, YouTube.
YouTube.
Go to the grid on YouTube, the grid, right?
And I'll put that on my social media as well, I know.
Please do, spread everybody.
Yes, I know.
We're gonna send a new trailer, right? It's going to be a new trailer. That'll be me in there, right?
Yeah.
I'll be in the new trailer, so you might want to blast that instead.
Yeah, we have to be careful with being on the air with certain words, you know, that.
Yeah, well, I think I sent you the wrong one.
Oh, no.
My bad.
Lola, if you're listening, that is Mama Ali. She was married to Muhammad, so forgive her.
Yes, please forgive me. I didn't know which one you were showing. I don't know, because I don't see everything, so I'm new to this. So also, I want to also talk to the Lee Carter,
yes,
who is the producer here, and explain to me where we're going with the grid, and want everybody to tune in to the grid. And this young man is going to tell me why they introduced me to as my character, Mama Soleil. He'll tell you about it.
Oh, okay. Very cool. Okay. Is he right there next to you?
He's right there.
I'm right there. Hi, this is Lee Carter again.
Yes, hi.
I'm actually playing a politician in the grid whose wife has been kidnapped and murdered by the cartel, as well as my daughter's been kidnapped and sold to the sex trade.
Mm.
So all of that was based on the cartel wanting to force me into being a politician to open up doors for them to do the things that they needed to do. When I wasn't in agreement with it, that's when they began to pick my family apart. Now, Mama Soleil comes in, and my last dish effort, because everywhere my people have gone to rescue my daughter, she was already sold to other buyers. As you'll see in episode 4, the girls that are sitting around, and you can hear some of the narrative speaking as if they don't know if they're being held as hostages or are they being rescued. But however, the storyline goes forth whereas they are being rescued because they're giving me further information about my daughter, as well as the fact that I'm not keen to being a part of human trafficking.
Wow.
So Mama Soleil is going to be my stronghold, and she's going to go forth and send teams of people out to rescue my daughter.
Gotcha. Real quick question on Facebook. Tim Lewis is asking name of the shop needed for a film that he's working on. What is the name of that gun shop, he was asking?
That's called the National Armory in Pompano Beach.
National Armory, okay.
The National Armory. That's where I go practice my shooting and everything. And it's a real, really nice place for you to go practice. Even, teenagers with their parents, they come there to practice and everything so they'll know how to handle weapons and everything in the proper way. And it's a really good, friendly environment.
So gotcha.
Anytime you want to get gun service or practice or even for archery, you go down to the National Armory, and that's in Pompano Beach, and you can be taken care of
by
with
them.
A friendly face.
There you go. Yeah. There you go, Tim Lewis. Now back to the director. How did you start out in film? What made you want to get into film work? Did you go to school? Was it just something that you just said, I'm going to start doing this?
I come from a chaotic background, if you want to be honest. I sound real eloquent, but I come from a different place. So this is somewhat of a stepping stone and a ladder to kind of make change in my life. But I've always been favored. It's crazy. And my journey started in Massachusetts, but took me to Atlanta, where I ended up producing Celebrity Mamas of Atlanta, starred T.I.'s mom, Tiny's mom, Candy Burr's mom, just pretty much all the major celebrities' mothers. And it just kind of took me in. It's crazy how these women take
wow.
me in. You should see him. He looks like a Hershey bar.
And, I mean, that was my first rough up, you know, reality series, which I got to, you know, executive produce along with Moretta Jones and Van Brown. And they kind of just gave me the ropes to just start producing. So I learned from that I needed to kind of start working on my own content. I am an artist, too. So I found it a way to just, you know, put myself into the mix. Like, that's why I kind of commended you with what you're doing with the actors. So
Thank you.
In a nutshell, I just took this opportunity and I just started creating the concept. Like, I'm a tech geek nerd and I study the news a lot. And we just put this concept to where it's somewhat like a daily show where we're just giving what's going on, but we're just giving it in a cinematic way.
Wow.
Yeah, so that was it in a nutshell.
Another question from Teresa from Sacramento, California, was asking, do you take scripts or screenplays to look at for anything that's upcoming? Okay, and where would they send that to? Is there an email that you can pop up there?
Oh, yes, definitely. I can send it's DigiGlobal M, that's D-I-G-I, Global, G-L-O-B-A-L-M as in media, at gmail.com. And just make the attention script and put a emoji in it so I just see it's cool. And you know what I mean? I'll check it out. Well, I'm ready to roll.
You know, I had a gal on here from, I'm on TikTok. I don't know. Are you on TikTok, by the way? I know Mama Ali's on TikTok.
Man.
Yes, I am.
She's more advanced than me. I just got a TikTok. I don't know how to put the music behind.
I'll teach you, baby.
Okay.
Mama Ali, are you Mama Ali? What is your TikTok name?
My TikTok name is Mama Ali. That is my TikTok name.
Mama Ali 8. So I'll add her. Yeah. Maybe she'll send you an autographed photo. That's so cool.
Okay, no problem.
Yeah, no,
no
I've
problem.
I've been on TikTok since March, and I have like 11K already. So, I mean, I'm having fun with it.
I need you to get all your TikTok people to come to my TikTok people so my numbers can go up.
Yes,
too.
I know. I got a bunch on TikTok right now. Mama, you know, Rosie O'Donnell is kicking it on TikTok. Mama,
yeah, well, Rosie needs to give me her numbers.
Yeah, you know, she just followed me. I can now send her a message. And the big thing is
tell Rosie to follow me, too.
I will. You know, Mama Ali, we got to talk because she's doing a lot of duets with people. And that's how she's getting her numbers. And she just got merchandising called TikTok You Don't Stop and Rosie Freakin' O'Donnell. That's a T-shirt.
So that's good. Rosie's got a good way, a good method of getting started. And I just want to find out that she can follow me and let me have some of her numbers on TikTok. I would love that. Tell a director.
Do you know what I'm going
to
do?
To me.
Okay, I'm going to do a duet with you. I'm going to do, like, you have to send me something. Like, I'll take your photo, and then I'll do a duet saying, Rosie, my friend, Mama Ali, Kalia Camacho, would like you to follow her on TikTok, and she needs
Please.
To talk. Yes, okay, we can do that.
That'll work. I can do that, God willing, next week.
Okay, even if you do a quick video and you send it to me, I can put it up there. Just say Rosie O'Donnell, follow me.
But I just want you to tell everybody, go to Amazon Prime TV, check on it, click on it, subscribe to it, and look at The Grid.
The Grid.
G-R-I-D, not Under the Grid, not Off the Grid, The Grid.
And watch it. And support them.
And watch it. Because I come on episode 6.
Episode 6.
They introduced me on episode 6.
Well, that is so cool. Right. I'm so excited. Well, if you're ever doing another film and you want to audition actors on the air, we can help you with that as well.
Hey, I also want to do this. I'm going to do this real quick because I like to mess with people and put them on the spot.
Yeah.
So we had a great shoot today all day long. We've been having a lot of fun. And I know this person's parents, and you probably wasn't even born when it was happening, but that's the way it goes. I got Nate Guy Made Black over here. He's the cameraman over here. Say hi to Don Reese.
What's up, Don Reese? How you doing?
I'm doing fabulous. We love Mama Ali. I want to tell you, I sent her to a film festival, and she got everybody, saying Hollywood Connections, and she was reporting for me, and they didn't realize that I sent a celebrity over, and it was so fun.
You're in Hollywood, right? You're in Hollywood, right?
Well, I was in Hollywood, California, and then I was in Hollywood, Florida. Now I'm in Clearwater Beach, Florida.
Have you ever worked a red carpet in Hollywood?
I have, California? Many times.
Have you ever heard of Black Tree TV?
No, I haven't.
Wow. When you get a chance, I want you to look up Black Tree TV on YouTube.
Yes, I will. And
that's how we work.
Very cool. So are you looking for content?
I mean, I am content.
Oh, you are? So you have...
These guys are... you're working with the big boss now. They just amazing. The guy, he takes his time. He does his shots. He does his little assistant every minute.
Wow.
Kai. Kai, his assistant. They did such a beautiful job today.
Wow.
And I just want to say... For the last words of the great Lee Carter, my brother in the grid, I want to thank him for introducing me. He's the one that dropped the assistant producer on my lap. Yeah.
Wow. Well, I only have 1 or 2 minutes, and I have to close up the show. We did play the ice rink, right, Tommy, in the beginning?
Yes.
I got to play one more quick commercial before I go. Thank you so much for everybody calling in. You're more than welcome to come down to our sailboat, and we'll take you on a charter afternoon cruise in March or so. So kind of think of that in the head of time. Mama Ali, thank you so much for calling. I got to play this commercial.
Thank you. And I forgive you about the thing I linked to you. I can't see the link, so I don't know what I was sending. So please forgive me for that. I apologize.
I'll tell my engineer, my station owner.
Yeah, we're gonna see you my trailer that's gonna be for episode 6. So just stand by on that, okay?
Perfect. I know we got 2 minutes left, everybody. Thank you so much. Thank you.
The director said he's going to give you an exclusive first look.
Awesome. I can't wait. Yay.
Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you. That's what Hollywood Connections does. We help you get connected to film directors, producers, agents. And I am looking for the next Hollywood star for Hollywood Connections coming up. So if you'd like to audition, please re-watch the show on YouTube. 727-441-3000 is our station. Our production line is 727-871-7788. I've got to go to that commercial. We'll be right back.
Looking to cool off in the summer or turn up the heat in the winter? Then head over to Clearwater Ice Arena, Tampa Bay Skating Academy Oldsmar, or TBSA Countryside. With 3 locations in the Tampa Bay area, you can enjoy a wide range of hockey and figure skating activities and programs. We offer youth and adult pickup hockey and leagues, skate, shoot, freestyle, and public skating times throughout the day, so you will want to come back again and again. It's fun for the whole family. And don't forget to schedule your next birthday party or private event with us. Visit TampaBayIce.com for more information.
If you love Hallmark holiday movies, you'll love The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land, on video on demand, cable, and DVD. When a famous model returns to her childhood home and reconnects with a long-lost pen pal, She just may find what true beauty really is.
I came here looking for something I haven't found yet.
Maybe you found it and just don't know it.
The Farmer and the Bell, Saving Santa Land. See it beginning November 17th on Video On Demand, cable, and DVD.
Have you or a friend ever dreamed of learning to fight with a lightsaber like your favorite Star Wars character? Toy lightsabers keep breaking? Then come out to Largo Park and join Pinellas Saber Corp for teaching sessions Friday nights from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. And you can learn to fight with lightsabers that are made to fight with. These things are no joke. Made from polycarbonate tubing and aircraft-grade aluminum, these things can really take a beating. Pinellas Saber Corp welcomes members from ages 10 and up. Teaching sessions will be $20 for 2 hours for a limited time. Time only. We'll teach your kids how to spar safely and with skill like their favorite Jedi or Sith. Contact us for more information at PinellasSaberCorp@gmail.com or check us out on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/PinellasSaberCorp.
And we're back, and I just want to say next week we have Cameron from the Film Festival coming in from Dunedin. And remember, if you are looking to audition for me, are you a singer? Are you an actor? Are you a model? We have a SAG agent under our show. I'm looking for the next Hollywood star. I'm looking for singers. We're going to audition you live on the air. Live on the air, Hollywood star. Be a part of that coming up in January. Call 727-871-7788 or text and say, I want to be a Hollywood star. And we'll audition you live on the air starting in January, because it is January. And I'm Dawn Reese. Remember, give God all the glory and honor in your life. Watch things happen. And we'll see you next week with another amazing Hollywood Connections. God bless you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.